For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Many Michigan cities and towns might seem a little more quiet today. That's because thousands of people are expected to take part in the first day of firearms deer season. Deer hunting is a more than $2 billion industry in this state, with more than 600,000 licensed hunters. In some places, Michigan hunters and wildlife officials are closely watching for cases of chronic wasting disease, a fatal neurological disorder that's affecting deer herds in some parts of the Lansing area. The crunch of crisp November leaves, the soundtrack to Michigan's ritual of fall. Late afternoon in Meridian Township, the western sun is descending over a sliver of public land near the railroad tracks off Okemos Road. Tom Cannon knows this place well.
I've hunted this area from like the early 70s. When I went to Okemos High School, I had a hunting buddy in high school, and we hunted this area all the time.
Crossbow in hand, Cannon sets off for a favorite spot, a configuration of fallen tree limbs woven into a stout triangular enclosure. It's a sturdy perch he's used many times. Cannon rests his crossbow against the branches. He slips on his camo gloves and slips out of idle conversation. It's time for business.
If we happen to see a deer tonight, don't move at all. If you need to move to see it, I'll let you know when. If I spot a deer first, I'll look to see if there's like more deer, and then I'll get in a position to shoot.
And so begins the essence of deer hunting, patience. Tom Cannon and I don't speak for more than an hour. My recorder is going the whole time, capturing only the random occasional chipmunk and several passing trains. Finally, as twilight fades, we give up our vigil, having never seen a single deer. But even if we had seen one, there's a fair chance that it might not have been one that Tom Cannon would have wanted anyway.
The health of our local deer population doesn't look so great.
Jane Greenway is the Senior Parks and Land Management Coordinator for Meridian Township. The community has run its own deer management program for the last 7 years, giving approved bow hunters access to public land. Lately, Greenway says she's hearing a lot of hunters talk about the poor condition of the herd.
They are upset by the skinny deer with ribs. They're upset by the high number of deer that you see the roadkill on the side of the road.
In May of 2015, a doe in Ingham County was confirmed positive for chronic wasting disease. It's a neurological disorder transmitted through bodily fluids. There's no known health risk to humans, but it is always fatal for deer. As a precaution, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has established two so-called chronic wasting disease core areas. Deer harvested within those areas in 7 counties, including Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham, must be registered at a DNR check station before they can be processed for food. The threat of the disease has prompted at least one well-known Ingham County business, Merendorf Meats, to opt out of processing venison this season, but other operations are still in business. Whitetail Farms Market in Olivet is one of them. Owner Greg Saltzman says business is actually looking up in his area.
We've processed about 500 deer. We're up about 100 deer from last year. The animals are really looking nice, heavyweight deer. Everything I've received here look pretty good.
Outside, David Legallo pulls up with truck and trailer. He's come from Saginaw to hunt in Eaton County, and today's prize has been worth the trip.
You just bagged a 10-point buck.
Yes. Yes, I did. Pretty good day.
Legallo has heard about the problem with deer in other places, but he's confident it will be handled properly. Hunting isn't just important to the economy, he says. It's a passion.
It's more than just about bagging the deer. It's just all the other stuff, the connection with your friends, the land you hunt, the smells, the sounds. I mean, you see a lot of different things, too. So you got to just love all the stuff that goes with it.
This season, as officials continue to monitor deer for disease, the city of Lansing is taking a strong step. In December, the city and the DNR will work with expert sharpshooters who will remove a limited number of deer at night on public lands. The goal is to obtain a scientific sample to see if chronic wasting disease is spreading. If the deer are found to be clean, the Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger will donate them to local food pantries. For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.